In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. This is part two of a two-part series on new provisions for the Cotton Marketing Assistance Loan Program. This is Cut 1, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
There will be further regulations associated with this rule, specific to the handling of receipting of cotton as it moves while it's under loan from one warehouse to another. And USDA is working with the industry to make sure there's a resolution here that satisfies everyone who has a stake in that cotton, protecting the producer's beneficial interest so it remains loan eligible and not making a quagmire of passing receipts back and forth.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
That'll be a new term for the industry. It has a very specific definition laid out by USDA, and it goes back to the industry's establishment of a 4.5% shipping standard that has been now incorporated into the cotton storage agreement by USDA. It was previously there, but now it has a real role in that by this reporting, warehouses will be establishing that they are, in fact, either shipping that 4.5% or ready to ship when called upon.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In the past where they had to perhaps redeem cotton at a time they weren't really ready to redeem, but they needed to be preparing it for shipment. So I think in general what we have is a rule here that improves efficiency of shipping, which in the end, if we're better prepared to meet the demand for cotton in the overseas market, which I think is predominantly this focus of these rules, then the cotton producer gets a better value for his product in the end when he delivers it to the merchandiser.